The Joker by Scott Leopold, Chapter 23, May 31st, 1995. My life is filled with nothing but emptiness and regret. I have dug a hole so deep there is no getting out. All I can do is self-medicate to cope with the hatred I have for myself. I think back and I had so much potential in high school. My modeling career was taking off. I had professional pictures taken, and my mother and I were talking to an agent in New York City. My life was so exciting. Then came Jack. I have never come to grips with the circumstances that caused my pregnancy. In fact, I have tried to block it out of my memory my entire life. But it has caught up to me in the wake of my father's death. Jack's father is my father. Even writing that down makes my stomach feel like it's filled with razor blades. It happened my junior year in high school. My father bought my friends and me alcohol, and our house became the party house. In my father's warped brain, having the party at the house was his way of being a part of my life. He would get so drunk, he would black out. His relationship with my mother was completely falling apart. She was working three jobs to keep the bills paid, which left me alone with him most of the time. When my father would drink, he would crawl into bed with me and try to cuddle. At first it was innocent, but then it became inappropriate. I was drunk and let it happen. I knew exactly when it happened. It was Carburation Day at the Indy 500. My friends and I skipped school to go to the track. It was an all-day party that ended back at my house. I blacked out. When I woke the next morning, I was in bed with my father. I had no clothes on, and neither did he. I was shocked. I immediately got dressed. My father was so drunk, he had passed out, so he didn't even remember a thing. Even on his deathbed, he had no idea what happened. As far as he knew, he woke up alone. At first, I thought we were drunk, that I had fallen asleep in my father's bed like I did when I was a kid. But when my period was late, I became concerned. I really didn't think anything happened between us. Surely, neither one of us would let that happen. But when Jack was born, I knew in my gut that my father was responsible. Mothers have an intuition about these things. I didn't tell anyone about this. My father was clueless, and I was determined to leave it that way. But I needed him to be close to Jack. In the process of making this happen, this bond between my father and his son, I became dependent on my father. When he died, a rush of feelings and memories came rushing back. I started taking so many pills to suppress the emotional pain I was feeling. I don't even know what I'm on anymore. Jack must never find out about this. It would destroy him. I don't want this secret to fuck him up like it has me. He's finally in a good place with my mother. I am engulfed in despair. I don't have much left. I feel like my days are numbered. I sent the following list to my mother in case something was to happen to me. My wishes for my death. Number one. No keeping me alive on tubes. Cut me off of anything. Number two, celebration of life after I am cremated. Number three, ashes are to be given to my daughter, and she can decide how to handle them. Number four, don't weep for me, for I am a woman of faith and have made my peace and have been forgiven by Christ in my love of Mary, St. Dimpha, Saint Rita, and Saint Michael. Number 5, my wishes are that you love one another as Christ has loved us. Number 6, replace anger with forgiveness of your enemies, because you only hurt yourself by being angry. Number 7, the real world is the opposite of the spiritual world. The Jewish Bible is read backwards to front. Number 8, my body may have died, but my spirit lives on forever, and I will always be in your hearts. 9, I love all of you very much, and like the song Purple Rain, I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I only wanted to see you laughing in the purple rain. Number 10, may God, in the name of Jesus, Mary, and all the saints and angels, bless you and all of the future generations in our family always. Number 11, I will always be with you in spirit. Number 12, a quote from Wayne Dyer. Goodbye, my past. I kissed it. Hey, kids, I wouldn't have missed it. Number 13, do not cry for me, because I have gone back to the one that created me. I am in the arms of Christ and with those that have stepped over to another realm. See you on the other side. Love and peace always. Mom.